espionage. The Decepticons were angry. Very angry indeed. On three occasions over the past weeks, they had been made to look foolish by their enemies, the Autobots. First, there had been the business of the volcano. Then the ridiculous situation when they had to release the Earth slaves because of Bumblebee's courage. And finally, the last straw, their utter defeat and indignity at the Stanley Lake Dam. Megatron, their leader, was not only angry, he was worried too. His motto, peace through tyranny, was not proving to function. He knew that some of the Decepticons were grumbling behind his back at his leadership. He knew, too, that Starscream was as anxious as ever to replace him as leader, and was quietly stirring up trouble among the Decepticon ranks. He also knew that he had to take some positive action to restore his place firmly and squarely as leader again. He held a top-level meeting of some of his commanders and warriors. Starscream, the sneaky Skywarp, Laserbeak, the vicious Ravage, still smoldering from his defeat at the dam, Soundwave and Rumble. Always loyal to his leader and anxious to please him. Megatron spoke quietly and firmly.
Fellow Decepticons, I have decided that the time has come to strike at our arch-enemies, the Autobots. The time is at hand to put a finish to their interfering actions against us. We shall destroy them, and then conquer these feeble, backward Earth people, take what we can of their resources, and return to Cybertron, all-conquering. Rumble called.
Well said, O great Megatron!
The others muttered that they all agreed, and it was not before time that firm action was to be taken. Megatron continued.
We have to face up to the fact, whether we like it or not, that the Autobots are expert fighters, and not the easiest of adversaries.
Silence greeted this, but the very silence intimated that they agreed with his statement.
So, Megatron went on, we must defeat them by other means than full frontal attacking warfare.
Starscream spoke up.
Ever since we have been fighting them, I have been saying that we should rely more on guile and speed rather than brute force, have I not?
The Decepticons agreed, which made Megatron even more angry, because he knew it was true. But Rumble, always anxious to be in favor with Megatron, commented,
It's all very well saying these things, Starscream, but action over the matter would be more advantageous than talk.
Espionage!
It was Ravage speaking.
Espionage is the best way to do it. If we could lull them into a false sense of security, find out what their plans are, we could surely destroy them with ease.
Megatron turned to him.
Continue!
He commanded. Ravage did as ordered.
If one of us could infiltrate their ranks, gain their trust and confidence, and then keep us informed of all their plans, it would be simple.
Rumble said,
That's all very well, but how and who?
Starscream spoke up quickly.
I will tell you how, and I will tell you who. We're listening,
said Soundwave.
Go on, we're listening.
Starscream, fully committed now, and conceited as ever, said,
Who? Me. How? By my going to the Autobots, telling them I am no longer willing to serve under Megatron, and wish to join their forces.
There was silence for a moment. They all knew there was a degree of truth in this, as Starscream's greatest wish was to replace Megatron as leader. But they also knew of his cold-blooded hatred of the Autobots, and that he would be willing to practice any deception, no matter how underhanded, to conquer them. His motto, Conquest is made of the ashes of one's enemies, bore this out. Megatron spoke first.
Right, Starscream. That's how we will do it. Now let us discuss details of the plan.
So the Decepticon leaders gathered together and talked for a long time of how Starscream would communicate any information he gained back to them, and how they would get in touch with him, and what his cover story would be to gain the Autobots' confidence, and many, many other matters relating to the deception. It was with some surprise that Cosmos, on guard at the Ark a few days later, heard a signal from Starscream, asking if he could have an interview with Optimus Prime and the Autobot leaders. When he reported this, they could hardly believe their hearing.
Are you sure you didn't make a mistake?
Ron asked Cosmos.
Of course I didn't, replied Cosmos. It was definitely Starscream.
Optimus Prime interrupted.
All right. Signal back that we will see him, but everybody must be on their guard. We all know the craftiness of this particular character. So Cosmos returned Starscream's signal and guided him into the Ark area of Mount St. Hilary. At the entrance to the Ark, 6 Autobots were waiting to take him inside. They were all very alert, ready for the slightest false move on the part of the well-known Decepticon Air Commander. They took him to Optimus Prime, who was waiting with several other Autobot commanders and leaders. Starscream stood facing them. Optimus Prime spoke first.
Do you come with a message from your treacherous leader, Megatron, old Decepticon?
No, Optimus Prime, Starscream replied firmly. I do not come with a message from him. I come with a message from myself, to you only.
Seeing the puzzled looks from the Autobots, he continued,
You described Megatron just now as a treacherous leader. You are correct. He is treacherous. I have discovered certain facts about him that have made me lose all confidence in his integrity and ability to lead the race of Decepticons. I realize now that only if the Autobots win our war will there ever be peace in Cybertron.
Optimus Prime was silent for a while, and then...
What has he done to make you take such a drastic change in opinion?
I have discovered that he has been plotting to conquer you Autobots, enslave as many Earth people as he can, and take them back to Cybertron as slaves. But even more treacherous, from my point of view, is that he has arranged that when the time comes to return to Cybertron, he will destroy those of us among the Decepticons who will not follow his orders to the letter, and dare to disagree with some of his objectives. And I am at the top of his list to be exterminated.
Starscream finished his story and looked around. The Autobots were listening intently. Starscream could see the inside of the Ark for the first time, and was impressed with the amount of repairs that had been done. He thought to himself how important it was now for his fellow Decepticons to conquer these Autobots. Finally, Optimus Prime spoke up.
We hear your story, Starscream, and would like to discuss it further. I shall call a meeting of my fellow commanders here, and come back to you with our views.
Then he called a number of his senior Autobots and retired to a distant private chamber in the Ark, leaving Starscream under the guard of 6 Autobot warriors. Once inside the chamber, Optimus Prime asked,
Well, what do you think?
Windcharger was first to answer.
If he genuinely has turned against his fellow Decepticons, and particularly his leader, he will have information which could be very useful to us.
Sunstreaker chipped in.
Yes, and he has considerable experience. Don't forget, he was their air commander and is their fastest flyer.
Huffer grumbled quietly.
Yes, and is one of their most ruthless, cold-blooded villains.
I don't want anything to do with him.
Jazz agreed.
He's not my style, not my style at all. Even if he has changed his ideas, he's not my style at all.
Optimus Prime looked at Bumblebee.
What do you think? He said.
Bumblebee just shook his head and commented,
I don't like it.
And you, Prowl? Went on Optimus Prime. What do you say?
Prowl was silent for a moment, then...
Starscream, I believe, dislikes his leader. Every robot from Cybertron knows that it is his ambition to be the Decepticon leader himself. But they also know that he hates us. All his life he has proved that over and over again. I don't trust him. I don't believe him.
Jazz chipped in.
The Earth people have a saying that a leopard never changes his spots.
Huffer muttered.
I don't know what a leopard is, so I don't get that.
Optimus Prime said,
All right, let's take a vote. All those who say they trust and believe Starscream, say yes.
He waited. There was complete silence.
That's settled then, Optimus decided. Now, what do we do with him?
Prowl spoke up.
I guess he is here as a spy. He wants to gain our confidence, then report back to the enemy. He will obviously try to lure us into a trap.
Optimus added,
Yep, so I guess we play along with him. Let him think we believe his story.
He paused, then added,
Even better, let's play him at his own game and invent a false plan that he can send back to the Decepticons and mislead them.
And so it was agreed. They all returned to the main part of the Ark, where Starscream was still under the guard of the 6 Autobots. Optimus signaled to them.
It's all right. We believe his story. You can relax now and leave him.
Starscream heaved a sigh of relief.
Thank you, Optimus Prime, O great leader of the Autobots. I am here to obey your commands from henceforth.
Optimus could hardly conceal a shudder of disgust, but said, "Well, Starscream, you have decided rightly to come over to us. Jazz will show you to your quarters." And as Jazz led the treacherous Decepticon away, Optimus Prime called all the group leaders of the Autobots and told them quickly of their plans. And within moments, every Autobot was aware of what was happening. In the privacy of his new quarters, Starscream stood looking into a long mirror and admired himself. He even spoke to himself.
"You are a born leader, Starscream. Not only handsome, but clever. And that idiot, Optimus Prime, and his equally foolish Autobot followers have swallowed my story hook, line, and sinker. Soon the fun will start. And when the Decepticons have conquered these fools, it will be realized that I, Starscream, was the main factor in the victory. And who knows what honors I will gain when we eventually return to Cybertron."
Then he very carefully made sure that he was not observed or overheard in any way, and took out the midget high-powered radio transmitter, which Soundwave had prepared for him. In code, he beamed on the direct frequency.
"First mission accomplished."
And in Decepticon headquarters, they all gloated at the stupidity of the Autobots. And even Megatron was forced to admit, although reluctantly, that Starscream was doing a first-class job of espionage. But Optimus Prime and his team of commanders had no doubts about his deception. They also surmised that, in some way, he was in radio contact with his own race. But this suited them, because when a suitable moment arrived, they would exploit this for their own purposes. Starscream himself became more and more confident about his position each day, and despised the Autobots for what he believed was their crass stupidity. One day, Optimus Prime called his commanders and Starscream together. He sounded serious.
"The time has come for us to change our strategy where the war against the Decepticons is concerned. For some time, Prowl and I have been concerned that the Ark here is more vulnerable to attack than we would wish. And as you all know, the new deuterium orbital laser tracing system is stored here, and a severe barrage from our enemy could do untold damage."
Starscream was intrigued.
And what can this weapon do? He asked.
"Do," replied Jazz. "Do? Only trace any Decepticon warrior, transformed or not, and destroy it within seconds, no matter where?"
"It's the ultimate weapon," Bumblebee added. "The end of the Decepticons."
Unable to contain his quest for further information, Starscream demanded,
"Where is it? What does it look like?"
Optimus looked across at Sideswipe.
"Show him," he commanded.
Sideswipe fetched a metal box some 3 meters long and 2 meters wide.
"It's in there,"
he gave it to Starscream, who tried to open it.
"It's locked,"
he commented with disappointment.
"Of course it is," Optimus Prime said, taking it from him. "It's not yet quite ready for actual action. Another week's work and your old master and his race will be finished."
Prowl interrupted.
"We've talked enough about DOLTS, but I am worried that it's still here in the Ark and could be damaged. We must get it to a secret hideaway while we finish the last few details on it."
"Where do you suggest?" Huffer asked.
Optimus Prime looked tense.
"We have decided to place it in the cave at Mount Leverum. It's remote, secure, and the Decepticons have no idea at all that we are using it. They could blast the Ark apart, but the DOLTS would still be safely tucked away in the cave at Leverum."
The Autobots went back to routine duties, and Starscream hurried back to his quarters. Once there, he excitedly made radio contact with the Decepticon headquarters at the fortress. He reported everything the Autobots had told him, and underlined the absolute necessity to destroy the new weapon. Of course, he also gave detailed instructions of how it would be in the cave at Mount Leverum. When Megatron received the message from Starscream, he held an immediate council of war.
"Tomorrow we attack that cave," he snapped. "We attack with every single weapon we have. Every warrior without exception will be fully armed, and we shall completely destroy Mount Leverum, the cave, and every single thing within it." He laughed. "The Autobots will get a shock when they find their wonderful new Decepticon destroyer has been destroyed by the Decepticons themselves."
Ravage inquired,
"What will happen to Starscream?"
Megatron answered with a cruel expression.
"I have no doubt that Starscream can look after his own interests. Inform him that we shall attack the cave at 1300 hours tomorrow, And if he has any sense, he'll come back quickly, or else the Autobots may not treat him with kindness. It's up to him.
Of course, the moment Starscream received the message, he prepared for his escape. But while all this was going on, Bumblebee, under strict secrecy, was keeping a close watch on Decepticon headquarters. When he saw the sudden activity, it confirmed that Starscream had reported the DOLTS move to the cave at Mount Leverin, and that a major attack on it was being prepared. He reported to Optimus by direct radio link. Then Optimus called 12 of his warriors around him and sent for Starscream. The crafty Decepticon arrived confidently and still inwardly sneering at the stupidity of his enemies. He asked,
"You sent for me, Optimus Prime?"
Optimus spoke very quietly. "Yes, Starscream. If you look around you, you will see that you are completely fire-covered by 12 of my warriors. If you as much as move a joint or a limb, you will be obliterated by them in a split second." Starscream could not control his astonishment.
"Why?"
he stammered.
"You know I am your friend. I..."
Optimus stopped him. "Friend? Did you honestly think we believed you? Did you really think we were that stupid?" And while the Decepticon was trying to recover from the shock, Optimus continued, "Excuse me one moment. Right, everybody, full action stations." Then he turned back to Starscream. "Now, what were you saying, Starscream?" But Starscream was speechless. He watched, fascinated, as every Autobot except the 12 guarding him went to action stations. Eventually he muttered,
"Oh, what's happening?"
Jazz, who was checking up on his photon rifle, answered him.
"When your friends attack the cave at Mount Leverum, as they obviously will, following your information, we shall have a little go at your fortress HQ while it's unguarded."
"But what about the D-O-L-T-S?"
shouted Starscream.
"It will be destroyed too, you idiots!"
Optimus was just about to reply when Sideswipe rushed in.
"Message from Bumblebee. Decepticons all gone in direction of Mount Leverum."
Optimus ordered, "Right, everybody, let's go!" So the two great Transformer forces moved, but in opposite directions. The Decepticons unleashed all their firepower at Mount Leverum. Skywarp's heat-seeking missiles, Megatron's own nuclear-charged fusion cannon, Ravage's proton bombs, Laserbeak's laser cannons, and so on and on, each Decepticon blasting and shooting until the mountain all but disappeared. Triumphantly, they returned to their fortress HQ. But the sight that greeted them there shook them to every nut and bolt. The Autobot force had bombed and destroyed the whole exterior of their fortress. The combined firepower of Jazz, Sideswipe, Optimus Prime, Sunstreaker, and all the others had wreaked utter havoc. It was obvious to every returning Decepticon that they had been outmaneuvered, and that it would take a very long time to repair their HQ, and even longer before they could become an effective force again, capable of challenging the Autobots. As they landed by the burning ruins of their fortress exterior, Megatron was beside himself with anger.
"We've been tricked," he stormed. "Tricked by those accursed Autobots. And I shouldn't wonder if this isn't the fault of that conceited idiot Starscream and his messages."
After a pause, Skywarp said quietly,
"But we must have destroyed the new DOLTS weapon that Starscream reported was in the cave at Mount Leverum."
But Megatron just gave him a long, hard look, transformed, and walked towards the ruins. When the Autobots returned from their raid on Decepticon HQ and reported in and assessed the damage they had done, they were well pleased. Optimus Prime said,
"I don't think we shall have any bother with the Decepticons for a while. Now we can quietly get on with our work here at the Ark. Perhaps the sooner to return to Cybertron."
Then he added,
"Send for that fool, Starscream."
The guards brought Starscream before him and his fellow Autobots, a very subdued Starscream, who had just been told what had happened. Gears broke the silence.
"Are we going to keep him prisoner, Optimus?"
"No," replied the leader. "Let him go back to the Decepticons. That will be even more unpleasant for him, when they realize what idiots he has made of them."
Starscream was obviously shaken at the prospect, but managed to sneer,
"And what about your new deuterium orbital laser tracing system? They got that, didn't they, you fools?"
Every Autobot fell about laughing. Eventually Jazz said,
"And you believed all that? There never was such a weapon. And before you ask, that box we showed you was empty apart from a few spare motor parts." Now off you go to Megatron and explain everything.
And as a dejected, humiliated, even somewhat scared Starscream left the Ark, Optimus Prime called to him.
Hey, you, Starscream! Not only was there never such a weapon as a D-O-L-T-S, but did you know that the Earth people have a word spelt that way? Dolts. Means a bunch of idiots or fools. We named it after the Decepticons. Good luck, Starscream. Give our regards to Megatron.